The truth is, when you meet the right person at the wrong time, they're actually just the wrong person. When the right person will come into your life, it will always be the right time because the right people are timeless. What's up? I'm Belle Benson. Welcome to another episode of Too Tired to Be Crazy on every Thursday with me. So today we have a fun solo episode. It's Dumb Bitch Bootcamp number 3. I know you guys have been waiting for this, so I'm so sorry for making you wait. I just kept thinking about what's going to be the perfect third episode. So today we are going to be talking a little bit more about learning to be more selfish, whether it's at work or in the beginning of a relationship, how to become more confident, which is, by the way, like the main thing of this whole bootcamp. It's more to do with how you feel about yourself, because then it translates to how you feel about other people and what you attract. And then how to forgive the old you and forgiving your past and avoiding those negative thoughts that sometimes you just, you know, get stuck on. And then also how to let go of the whole spiel of the right guy, wrong time type of mindset, because it's wrong. And I'll tell you why in a little bit. Next episode, the next solo episode, Dumb Bitch Bootcamp, is going to be all about having a roster of good men, conducting a good first date, and learning how to talk to the opposite sex with confidence. There is steps to it, and I will teach you on the next one. Okay, so before I start, I was talking to my sister and she told me that she didn't love the name Dumb Bitch Bootcamp. She feels like for a whole series, I'm trying to empower women, the name kind of puts women down. So I did want to get your thoughts on it. I would love if you guys can DM me on Too Tired to Be Crazy on my Instagram and let me know what you think, whether or not you love the name, I should keep it, or if you don't love it, if I should change the series title, and if you have any suggestions of what it should be called. You can also, you know, give me a 5 stars on the podcast app and leave me a review in the review, letting me know your thoughts on the name of the series and whether or not I should change the name and your thoughts on what the title should be. So, you know, whichever one it is, but I would love to have your take on it. And yeah, please give me a 5-star review. I haven't seen that many lately and I would really appreciate it because I read them all. But yeah, guys, let's get started. So we are going to be talking about learning to be more selfish. Well, ladies, listen up. You do not manifest your destiny by putting others first. This applies from work to the beginning stages of dating. You gotta put yourself first. And I never realized how important it is to be selfish when it comes to dating in the beginning until recently. You have to worry about your feelings first. Be compassionate and loving with yourself before with anyone else. Life does not reward nice people. It rewards hardworking people, go-getters. Sitting back and waiting is for people who are scared to try. And that includes me too, the old me. I no longer want to be a slave to my insecurities anymore. This whole thing of waiting for Mr. Right to choose me, to validate me, waiting for his approval, thinking that I'm too much or maybe I'm just not enough, toning down my voice, changing my look, changing myself so maybe he'll think about dating me, feeling bad that I empower women by talking about sex, whether it's on Daddy Issues or on my podcast, feeling that maybe I should tone it down because maybe that's not wife material enough for them. But you know what? Fuck that. I wouldn't want someone who I needed to tone down my true voice for. I should be exactly who I am and I should be proud of myself. And then I will find someone who's going to be just as proud of me, if not more. Someone that would never try to dim my light, because when you're your best version of yourself, that's when you end up finding someone that's the best version of themselves as well. You gotta stop giving your all just for approval. Look around you. Who's achieved everything? It's always those people that you secretly hate. You know, those ones that you're like, oh, they're so selfish. They don't deserve this, blah, blah, blah. And this is work or relationship in general. Well, guess what? Those people, I bet you they put themselves first and that's why they're at where they're at. They were selfish and they got what they wanted. Women are taught to sacrifice, to play nice, because a good girl is always rewarded in the end. Well, have you figured out yet that it's not always true? Fuck being nice, because nice girls do not make history. No one is going to reward you for being nice. Someone once told me that in business, women need to have the confidence of a mediocre white man, because let's be honest, they don't for a second downplay themselves. So next time someone gives you a compliment, I want you to take it. Why? Because it's true. No more of this whole modest bullshit, because if you don't believe in yourself, how the fuck do you expect anyone else to? Confidence doesn't come from being the loudest in the room. having the biggest ass or having the most to say. It comes from within and how you carry yourself. I can walk into a room fully covered up without saying a word, and I can guarantee you my presence will be known. The problem with faking your confidence without actually achieving it is that even when you get others to believe it, deep down inside, you know it's not true. So you will constantly continue to seek for it and continue to not feel good enough. When you become confident, that's when you attract the right partners without even trying. Confidence and sex appeal is basically 50% what you got and 50% what people think. What you feel inside, you will always project outside. So I want you to start waking up every morning and falling in love with yourself every single time. You got to remember who you are. If you keep looking in the mirror and seeing all of your flaws, then that is exactly what other people are going to notice as well when you go outside. You have to want to fuck yourself before others will. What you feel inside, you will always project outside. And this isn't about pretending to love yourself. It's about learning to love yourself and accepting your flaws as is. It's about falling in love with yourself. Attraction is not about being the most beautiful. It's about how you carry yourself. Physical beauty is subjective. The moment you stop noticing all of your flaws as flaws, no one else will notice them either. And a great example is that I recently, for my birthday, went to Miami. And as always, the girls that I'm surrounded with are just 10s out of 10, 10 out of 10, beautiful, skinny, big, nice fake tits. Some of them even have big, nice fake asses. And here I am, all natural. I mean, yes, I do have beautiful tits. Thank you so much. But I'm not as skinny as these other girls. And yeah, in a bathing suit, sometimes it does make me feel like shit, especially when I'm around guys. I do get in my head. No matter how confident I am, I can't help sometimes with just like, you know, have those insecurities in the back of my head. And the thing is, when you project that confidence, and literally when I don't notice the things I'm insecure about, no one else notices. When I went on this boat in Miami with other guys and some of my beautiful friends who were all skinnier than me, I was literally the fattest from all of my friends, which is something I'm used to at this point. And I know you guys are going to be like, Violet, you're not even fat. I know. But if you live in LA, you will see how skinny the rest of the girls are. So compared to my friends, I'm the heaviest. But I made sure to not look like I'm insecure. I made sure to love my body. I made sure to feel good about myself. And I told myself, I don't care what any of these other boys think when they look at my body, because I love myself. And that's how I acted. And that's what I attracted. And let me tell you, every single one of those boys did not see one flaw about me. And they were all trying to bang me. And even afterwards, when I was wearing clothes, they were still hitting on me. And that told me in my head, like, okay, A, guys will just fuck about anything. But B, it's all about the confidence that you project. That's what other people are going to see as well. Because that's why your confidence has to be built on who you are right now. Not your potential, not how you're going to look when you get that Botox finally in your forehead, not how you're going to feel about yourself when you finally get those tits done, not when you're going to lose those 5 pounds that you've been like holding on the whole year. No. That's your potential. Your confidence has to be based on who you are right now. Hey guys, before we continue on today's Dumb Bitch Bootcamp number 3 episode, I wanted to quickly introduce you our first sponsor of the day. It is BetterHelp. If you're a regular listener to this podcast, then you know I'm a huge, huge advocate for mental health, especially right now, even especially listen to this episode. I know you probably need it. Anyway, that's why BetterHelp Online Counseling is here to help you. So they offer licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen to help with the issues, including anxiety, depression, relationship issues, LGBT matters, family conflicts, and so much more. All you have to do fill out a questionnaire, and it helps you assess your specific needs. And then they match you with a counselor in under 48 hours. You can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience. Everything you share is confidential. And if for whatever reason you're not happy with your counselor, you can request a new counselor at any time and no additional charge. So why not join over the 1 million people who are currently taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor? BetterHelp is an affordable option, and now you can get 10% off of your first month with the discount code Too Tired. So get started today at betterhelp.com/too tired. Talk to a therapist online today and get the help that you need. And this is also available on my episode's description. So check it out. The problem when you tell someone to be confident, especially with women, is that us women, we tend to confuse that with competing with other women. Like hence, I was just talking about how beautiful my other friends were, but I didn't compare myself to them. The problem is that when we think being confident means competing with other women, we start saying shit like, oh, well, I'm better than those other girls. Baby, that's not confidence. That's actually arrogance. And here's a secret. Anyone that talks like that is because you're not confident. Putting someone else down to show how great you are just actually shows that you don't have much to offer. That's the difference between girls and between women. Girls put each other down, compare themselves to other girls to show off to a man that could care less if he's going to fuck you tonight or that other girl you're making fun of. Women lift each other up because they know they're beautiful inside and out and they have no reason to compete with other females. Secondly, this even gets to me sometimes, as I just talked about Miami, is that confidence, again, and I can't stress this enough, should have nothing to do with how you look or a specific body part of yours that you love. For example, me and my tits. Sometimes I talk of my tits. I'm really proud of them because they're beautiful and natural and real and they're perky. But sometimes I overly focus on it because I think I sometimes forget who I am. And if I want to get a guy's attention, suddenly, boom, my tits are all over Instagram stories. And it's like, damn, who is this hoe trying to impress now? And those moments is when I realize like I failed myself when I do that. Because if the only way I can get that man's attention was with my looks, then it just means that he thinks I have nothing else to offer. And I probably need to drop him before he drops my confidence even lower. Confidence is all about how you carry yourself. For example, I used to think that if I was the loudest, that I would be heard, that I'm this alpha, but I was wrong. All it showed was that I'm a fool that can't contain her emotions, and then some dumbass can literally get to me so easily. Here's what I learned that you do in a situation where you feel like someone said something disrespectful to you. Okay, listen up. You get quiet. You take one step forward. You look at them right in the eyes. And without even blinking, you say, I'm not interested in being spoken to like that. And that's it. Trust me, they won't talk to you that way ever again. And then you either walk away or you just continue the conversation. There's people around you casually, like you didn't almost make that person shit himself. That's powerful. So again, if someone disrespects you, says something you don't like, all you have to do is get quiet, look at them and just say, I'm not interested in being spoken to like that. And that's it. Okay, now moving on. Remember in the last episode, I mentioned that you had to stop blaming your surroundings or your past on the man that you're choosing to date. Well, I want to now retouch on that because I've been thinking about this a lot lately. So I was able to let go of my daddy issues when I finally realized that it doesn't have to define me. When I realized that my parents were not heroes, they're human just like me, and that they make mistakes just like me, and that they're also trying to figure out their life just like me. So whether you have mommy issues or daddy issues that you feel like are holding you back, it's time to let it go. Your inner child deserves better. It's time to give your inner child that love that you always needed, that you felt like you lacked from childhood when you were younger. It's time to get off that self-pity train and forgive your parents, whoever that hurt you, for not being perfect, for not knowing any better, whether it was to protect you, to keep you safe, or to love you the way you needed to be loved, because they are not invincible. They're not heroes. They're only human. You have to stop giving power to things you had no control over, from ex-friends to ex-lovers to people who screwed you over and over and over and so on. Take your past trauma and own it. Know that that's what made you stronger. Own it and then let it go. Stop searching for pity or blaming your poor behavior in the past. Stop searching for someone to one day come into your life and save you from your past. I used to do that. You must first save yourself or you will never become the person that you keep pretending to be to everyone else. Yes, childhood trauma sucks. Believe me, I know. From daddy issues to being bullied to being foreign and this being the third country I had to move to, all the way to even being molested, which is something I've never said out loud before. I got all the stories in the world, but one day I realized that I will no longer be a prisoner of my secrets, of my pain, or of my shame. It's a very strange thing how people who are supposed to keep you safe can hurt you, yet you're the one that ends up carrying that shame for years to come. I also realized that I don't need to wait for someone anymore to save me, for that one person who just gets me before anyone else does. I realized that I had to save myself, that my pain no longer defined me. I moved forward and what started to define me started to be who I've become today. So when people tried to make jabs at me, whether it's for my teeth because I was born with a birth defect or making jabs at my daddy issues or anything else, it doesn't hurt me anymore because I know exactly who the fuck I am. I no longer need someone to complete me because I am whole on my own and it shows. All the trauma that you went through, it was necessary to make you evolve into the person you are today. Your life was not created for you to lose, no matter how many times you think that everything is happening to you, only to you on purpose and it's for you to fail. That's not what your life is about. Life trials are built to wake you up and to force you to grow. I used to think that I was broken until one day I realized that all of my broken pieces were so beautifully placed together and just like a puzzle were exactly what made me whole. And I love that for me. I literally almost cried trying to get through talking about this, but anyway, I hope you feel the same way. And yeah, I think that some people have a hard time being alone because they may not like what they may discover about themselves. People depend on others for love because they don't love themselves. And if you are your own worst company, then you're doing something wrong. From everything I've accomplished in my life, honestly, this year I've realized that my proudest moment has been when I learned how to love myself again. And it's not easy. Every day I fall in love with myself all over again. Before demanding more from others, you gotta demand more from yourself. You have to become the best version of yourself because the relationship you have with yourself affects all the other ones. Once I started treating myself better, like a domino effect, I began treating those around me better. More people want to be around me. More jobs started to come my way, and I stopped sweating the small stuff. You have to do little things to fall in love with yourself over and over and over again. I can't stress enough how much the relationship you have with yourself should be the most important one. And here's actually a little poem that I wrote in the beginning of the year that I was reading last night, and it helped me re-fall in love with myself all over again when I wasn't feeling so great about myself last night. Okay, are you ready? Are you ready for my little poem? All right, let's hit it. You're not your mistakes, nor every tear you've cried. You're not your bad thoughts or the insecurities you hide. You're not a burden. Stop thinking they don't care. You're not your father or the darkness that you share. You're the dancing in the shower when you know you're all alone. You're the people that you love and the one you call home. You're the snort in your laughter and the softness of your touch, because for the right person, you'll never be too much. You're made of so much beauty, but it seems that you forgot when you decide that you were defined by all the things you're not. Aww. That was cute. I hope you liked it. Okay, so now what happens if you are feeling good about yourself and then boom, life gets in the way, a friend stopped talking to you, a boy ghosted you, you got fired from your job, or, you know, just COVID, and you're just having the worst day ever and you're not feeling good enough for this world, or worst of all, for yourself. We all have those days. I literally was having that day yesterday. And we end up allowing those bad days to get the best of us. And then old thoughts start to creep up, old habits start to creep in, and boom, you're back to feeling like your old self. So please remember this, that looking down on yourself will only turn into shame and depression. You cannot judge the new you for the actions of the old you. So when you start having those old thoughts and you start blaming yourself for everything, it's the old you. You have to forgive yourself and you have to move on. You're the new and improved bitch, okay? And my mom always says that there's no such thing as bad days, just bad thoughts. So you got to confront that pain, that fear, those things you're feeling like they're out of your control. You have to go there. You have to feel it, but then you have to let it go. It's your movie. Remember, you're the main character while everyone else is just playing the supporting role in your life. Okay, even if, for example, you can't shake those bad thoughts and you need a day or two to dwell, then that's okay too. Because guess what? Tomorrow's a new day and you can start again. You can take control of your life by changing your outlook and then watch how slowly things begin to fall into place. It doesn't mean that only good things will happen to you, but it does mean that it's your choice what you decide to react to and what you don't. You can still be a boss bitch even if you've been rejected, okay? Because at this point, you already know who you are. What you need to understand is that rejection can actually be your best friend. Not only does it make you stronger, but it just means that whatever didn't work out for you wasn't meant for you. And there's still something else out there. When you find inner confidence, you wouldn't stop and dwell then on small things like, you know, being ghosted, rejected, flaked on, unfollowed, and so on. You will see it, accept it, and move on because you know who you are. Even when quote unquote bad things happen, it's actually good because it advances you to either think differently or to move differently. Understand that other people are only as powerful as you allow them to be in your world. If you shrink the thoughts you give them, you will literally shrink their role in your life. Why would you give someone else so much attention, whether they didn't text you back or they didn't want to date you or they flaked on you, gave you a mean look, blah, 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 blah. Why do you care when they're just a supporting role in your movie that's your life? Like I said before, you can change your life by reframing and rewriting your path and your mindset. Confidence built on false foundation is not confidence, which is why you end up breaking so easily after one small rejection. literally, a guy didn't text me back the other day and I almost fell into my old patterns and almost began obsessing over it. And I almost allowed it to ruin my day because I allowed my ego to get in the way. And I started to feel shame because I was like, how can he not like me? What does this mean? I feel so embarrassed that I would even text him. Now he has power over me, blah, 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 blah. Who the fuck cares if he doesn't like me? I like me. And if he doesn't want to text me back, it's his loss. So then I just went about my day like nothing ever happened. And then the next day, guess what? He texted me out of nowhere, pretending like everything's fine. And then I did not react because men, especially in the beginning of dating, they expect you to react. They challenge you. They want to see what will happen if I don't text her back after an hour or two. They want to see how you react if they don't call back like they said they would. Men do that in the beginning just to test you. And it's up to you to not react, to show them that they don't affect you because you're confident with or without them. There's even a quote that goes, if someone does not want me, it is not the end of the world. But if I do not want me, the world is nothing but ending. Again, and this is advice to me too. This is going to be the third time on the third podcast I'm going to say this. If you loved yourself the same way you love the idea of a man's validation, baby, you'd be unstoppable. Period. Shout out to our second sponsor of the day. It is Psychic Source app. If you're still wondering why that guy ghosted you, if there's still a chance between you and your ex or whatever it is that's happening with your future, with your love life, or even with these crazy times of uncertainty, why not let Psychic Source help you with life's difficult questions? Psychic Source is a 24/7 online chat and video psychic service. They have been providing psychic readings for over 30 years to people just like you and me. They have over 300 of the most experienced, genuinely gifted psychics in the world and are available to you right now. So right now, all you have to do is go to the app or Google Play and download the Psychic Source app and create your account today. If you're a first-time Psychic Source customer, you can save up to 80% of your first live reading. So all you have to do is use my promo code VIOLET. That's V-I-O-L-E-T when you sign up. You can get a 10-minute reading for as low as $10, plus you'll get free 3 minutes on your first paid reading. Once done, it's done a simple push of a button with access to more discounts, more readings, more messaging, more appointments, real-time return call, and you can keep track of your favorite psychics. Psychic Source offers free online insights like tarot readings, decoding your dreams, compatibility with your loved one, horoscopes, or even learning about your life path numbers. Let the gift of professional advisors at Psychic Source give you some peace of mind. So don't forget to use my promo code VIOLET when you sign up to have your first reading. Or you can call 1-800-355-9214 and mention my promo code VIOLET for your first discount. That's 1-800-355-9214. And you can also check out all this information in the description of my episode. You're welcome. So the problem with dating is that, especially for women, is that women, we feel rushed to find the one, while men take their sweet time because they don't have a biological clock ticking like we do. So when you tell a man that he's too old to go clubbing, even though he's 40, trust me, he does not care, since in his mind, he's going to find the one when he's ready, when it's the right time. So he's searching for her. He's still waiting around. That's why with women, we sometimes, although confident and want a man to earn us, we suddenly get driven by fear that our Mr. Right will pass us up, and then we begin to overcompensate. And this dating author said that no matter how great or cute a guy is, that orgasm won't feel any better when he's pulling up his pants, walking out, and has no intention to call you again. So don't overcompensate by giving too much too early on because you're scared of losing him. When you start to give him everything for free, watch how you get nothing in return except your time wasted. Why would a woman who's looking for something real agree to fuck a man who is doing the bare minimum or less? Because if you don't respect yourself, baby, how do you expect him to? No man is that hard to figure out. No man is emotionally unavailable, as much as we love to believe that they are. They're not. No man is unready to settle down. When a man tells you he's not looking for anything serious, what he really means is with you. Real interest doesn't peak. Real interest only rises. So if his attention is suddenly gone after like a week, after 2 weeks, after even a month, then he was never that interested to begin with. All you will ever owe a man is your company, and that's it. Not your body, not your cooking skills, not your whole personality, and now you begging him to stay. So if he starts to back off in the beginning, he was never your Mr. Right. Let him go and keep going, because no man who is actually meant for you will get away. There's no such thing as the right person at the wrong time, or any other romantic bullshit the men made up so you stick around as a backup. When a man wants a woman, he will make it known. If he leaves you wondering, then you know the answer. When a man passes you up because the timing is quote unquote wrong, what they're really saying is, hey, I think you're great and I like you, but just not enough to date you. I would love it if you can just hang around while I keep my options open, just in case I can't find anything better. The truth is, when you meet the right person at the wrong time, they're actually just the wrong person. When the right person will come into your life, it will always be the right time because the right people are timeless. The saddest part about meeting someone that you believe is going to be in your future is when you have to realize that they don't see you in their future. It's much easier to accept the bad timing excuse than it is to admit that just because you love someone, it doesn't mean they have to love you back. How sad is it to chase someone who doesn't see how wonderful you are? Someone who takes your beautiful smile for granted? Someone who doesn't adore your flaws? Someone who doesn't hold you and love you the way you deserve to be loved? Love should never be so painful that you find yourself lying awake at night wondering if you're enough, feeling too scared to say how you really feel, wanting to hear their voice but being afraid to call because you don't want to come off too needy, or crying yourself to sleep wondering why he hasn't called and if he's out there with someone else. With the right person, you'll never have to question their love because you'll just know. You'll know that no matter what you thought you wanted before, that this is better. Everything is better since they came along. Because the truth is, my dear, that there's no such thing as wrong timing. You're just meeting all of the wrong people. And that's all, period. So I'm glad we quickly covered the wrong timing, right person type of bullshit that I don't agree with. But anyway, from now on, moving forward, every guy you invest your time and energy in from this day must be top shelf husband material. No more work in progress, no more some struggling story bullshit, no more generic dick for you. That's done because you're the new you. There was a certain point in my life when I swore to myself to never go back to anyone that takes me for granted. Doesn't matter if we went out once or for years. From that moment, I have always kept that promise. And I don't know if it's because I'm a Scorpio, if it's my ego that I have been working on, you know, fixing so it's not too big, but the thought of letting someone in that I thought was special was worthy. And having them see me in my most vulnerable state and then not appreciate that fuels a fire in me. There's something about someone breaking me down, making me feel worthless for just a moment that makes me nothing them for a lifetime. I don't love them. I don't hate them. I nothing them. So I want you to repeat this after me, okay? If someone did you wrong. I was magic wrapped in gold and that boy preferred silver. So why should I sit there and be sad over a boy that didn't know what he wanted? He's the one that should be sad because after all, he lost me. That's right. So I don't believe in getting even. What I do believe in is that the best revenge is moving forward and never backwards. You got to take him off of this pedestal you put him up on. You got to strip him off whatever it is that you thought you fell for and really look at him, at all of his bad qualities, including not realizing what was right in front of him. I mean, if that's not his worst quality, then I don't know what is. Because when he'll come back and trust me, he will, because they all do. You won't even want him anymore. You won't need him anymore to make you feel whole because you'll be whole all on your own. So when the right guy will come along, you'll say, ah, there you are. My missing puzzle piece. Good thing I waited for you. Anyway, you guys, I hope you enjoyed this short little episode again. Let me know if you want the episodes to be longer or to be shorter or what else you want me to talk about. Don't forget again to let me know your thoughts on the title of this episode, if I should change it. And actually, before we go, while I have you here, there's something I wanted to read to you. I mean, I wasn't going to, but I just decided that I am. So I recently, on November 15, I turn 32. Which is so crazy. And I got to spend it with a few of my friends, which was nice. But I also had a lot of time to reflect. And I wrote something for myself that I share on my Instagram stories. But I wanted to share this last little note with you about my path so far. Okay, so this was for my birthday note. I wrote, for years I've confused arrogance with confidence and ego with self-respect, which in turn has gotten me used to keeping people at arm's length. I cut people off very easily and I'm so good at being alone that at times it honestly scares me. As I get older, my ego grows smaller, as does my circle, but my appreciation and love for the people who are in my life grows stronger. I'm learning that you need people. And that is okay because life is honestly better when you share with loved ones. While I had fun with my friends this weekend for my birthday, I also used this time for self-reflection. I'm currently sitting here in tears of joy, feeling so humbled and thankful for the life God gave me. Every day that I'm alive and healthy is a blessing. I'm at the point in my life now where I know exactly who I am, I know exactly what I want, and I can genuinely say that I love the person I'm becoming, which makes me unstoppable. Thank you everyone who wished me a happy birthday, and I will post pictures shortly. Aw, I actually just almost cried reading that note. So anyway, before I let you go, if there's one thing I can suggest is that remember to love yourself and be proud of the person you are right now. Be proud of the person you're becoming and be kind to yourself. Because we can be so mean to ourselves sometimes. And again, if you don't fix the relationship you have with yourself, you will never be able to attract the positive and good partners either. Kindness starts with yourself first. You have to love yourself. You have to congratulate yourself on even the small moments, even little things that your little achievements and no one else thinks is a big deal. You have to celebrate them because they're a big deal to you. If you've been depressed and you've been in bed for weeks and you suddenly for the first time get out of bed and you just shower, I am so fucking proud of you for doing that. And you should feel proud of yourself as well, because it may not seem like a big deal to somebody else, but it was a big deal. And you should be proud of yourself that you finally got up. So even if you take 2 days for yourself to be sad, and then the next day you just do a little work, or you finally leave your abusive ex, or you finally just leave a toxic friend, or whatever it is, and no one else understands that, like, what a big deal it is, because maybe you forgave your ex 75 times, but now for the 76th time, you finally said goodbye. Well, I'm proud of you, and you should be proud of yourself for that too. Because you're growing as a person. When bad things continue to happen in your life, it's because the universe is throwing them at you over and over again, because the universe thinks you haven't learned your lesson. And it's up to you to learn from whatever pain you're going through and to come out of it stronger. And I believe in you, and I believe that you can be stronger. We are capable of so much more than we could ever imagine. You are so much stronger than you think you are. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed this episode again. Don't forget to leave me a 5-star review when you can on the podcast app. I really appreciate it. It does really help my podcast, and I do read them all. And let me know what you think about the name and what you want me to talk about on the next solo episode. I love you guys, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your week. Bye.